is the last Sunday of Advent, and we remember Mother Mary and everything that she had to experience and undergo after the message of Angel Gabriel about the birth of the Messiah. So therefore, this morning, I want you to reflect with me about the divine qualities that we find in Mother Mary's life. I'm going to share with you three qualities that we also can adopt in our life, which we see in Mother Mary's life. The first quality is obedience. We know, as Angel Gabriel came and spoke to her about the birth of the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus, she was puzzled for a while. But after the conversation she had with the angel, she was willing to be obedient to God's word, God's call. And the second quality that we find in Mother Mary's life is humility, the humbleness. And after the conversation with the angel, Mother Mary says, "I am the Lord's servant, be it to me as you said. I am the handmaid of God, be it to me as you proclaim." Here we find that Mother Mary puts her life into the hands of God after realizing that this call is not an ordinary call, but call from God. And the third quality that we find in Mother Mary's life is, she was very strong in what she believed. She was very strong in what she believed. That is what we sang today, the Magnificat, the beautiful Magnificat. You can see as you go through that, how she was strong in what she believed, that God is going to do this using me to bring Jesus into this world, whatever the circumstances that I may have to face. And that is what she believed. So obedience, humility, and the strong belief that Mother Mary had. These are the three qualities that we have to develop in our life as well. When we look at the context in which Mother Mary lived in Palestine, we can understand there are two main areas. Of course, Mother Mary underwent seriously. The first one is, women were not given the proper place in that context. Sometimes they were beaten in the public places. Sometimes they were stoned to death in the public places. And they were not given the proper place. Secondly, not only the women, the children also. Children were regarded as ordinary. They were not given the proper place. So Mother Mary, being a woman, she knew what was going to happen to her, because she was not married at that time. But we told to Joseph, that's also kind of a strong bond as marriage. But she knew what the people are going to talk about, what sort of accusations might come because she is bearing a child without marrying a man. Now she knew all this, but she was very bold enough to accept the God's calling. And till Jesus was born in Bethlehem, she was very strong in what she did. She brought Jesus Christ into this world. She introduced Jesus Christ into the world, and she gave her only son, Jesus Christ, to the world. And that is on the cross. Therefore, my dear friends, God's calling is a challenge when we think about it. God wants us to take risks in our life. God wants us to walk in the risk in our life. God calls us to handle and manage risks in our life. And God calls us to overcome risks in our life. This is what happened to Mary's life. She took the risk. She knew that was a risk. And she was ready to walk in that risk. And she walked. And also, she was able to manage and handle the risk with the difficult context that she was living. And finally, she overcame all the risks that she had to undergo. In other words, it is God's call is to bear Christ in our life. Bear Christ in our life. It's not an easy task, my dear friends. Not a comfortable thing. We may say that we are Christians, but what about our living in this world? Can the other people say, looking at us, he or she is a Christian? Not that we say we are Christian. Other people must see that Christianity in our life. And that is what we learn from Mother Mary's life. Not only Mother Mary, yes, there are so many other people in the Bible that we find who took risks, walked in the risk, managed the risk, and overcame risks. Moses, Zacchaeus, Joseph, John the Baptist, all these people that we find in the Bible, called by God, and ultimately everyone overcame this, even though they had to sacrifice their life, gave their life as a sacrifice. God's power was with all of them, including Mother Mary. Sometimes we think that we can't do these things as Christians. For an example, speaking truth, standing for justice, creating a peaceful environment. We think we can't do. Yes, we can't do with our own power, but with the power of God, we will be able to do, my dear friends. Therefore, God's power is very vital, especially in Mother Mary's life as well. The angel Gabriel first told her, God is favor with you. God is favor with you. and His power is going to work in you. That word transformed Mary's life, and that word gave a new vision to Mother Mary's unexpected future. She listened to the word call. She obeyed God's call because she knew that God's will and purpose of redeeming this world will be fulfilled in and through her life. That is where Christ the Messiah. Therefore, my dear friends, as we have a very few days for Christmas, let us take these three examples, these three divine qualities in our life as well. The obedience, humility, and strong belief in the power of the Lord Jesus. Because Christmas is all about being humble. We need to celebrate. Yes, it's a celebration, but we have to be humble. Very especially, we are living in a multi-faith context in Sri Lanka. The people around us, by looking at us, they have to say, this family, this person, this individual, this child, this man, this woman is a real Christian. And that is the name that we have to get an uphold from other people. Let us be grateful. Gracious God, we thank you for Mother Mary, for all the loving kindness, the faith, the love that she experienced in bearing child Jesus. Gracious God, give us the same spirit so that we also will be able to happily and joyfully, with loving kindness, bear Christ in our life as well, and present the Lord Jesus to the people who are in need of Him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.